Welcome to the services of the Elliottsville Church. Glad to see everybody here. Don't see anybody that we don't normally have with us, but so welcome to everybody. We will plan to meet again, of course, Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. as we normally do. That is the evening before the holiday, of course, for a lot of people. If you're traveling, if you wouldn't mind, let us know so that we can make everybody aware just so we won't be worried about you. So please do that if you will. But if you do go, travel safely. And we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back, the Lord willing. Of course, those out of town, Jody and Michaela, have both left to go home for the holidays. They told us they would be gone starting a couple days ago, and then they're going to stay through the holiday and the weekend. So it'll be probably the first week in December before we see them again. And they'll only be back for a couple of weeks to finish up the school semester and then go home for the holidays for an extended period until next year. So let's make sure we keep them in our prayers and see if we can help them as they move out temporarily for a little bit. Well, we believe the Friesens are also out traveling. I'm not sure exactly what that is today. I think they've got a trip in a couple of weeks as well, but I think they're out probably for the holiday this week too, visiting friends and family, I'm sure. On the sick list, I don't have anyone from our group to necessarily specifically update, but did want to tell you about Sarah Harris. I asked Beth about her this morning, and she's doing okay. She's still adjusting to her medication, and that has been a little rough. And so it's not getting her the relief or causing maybe some of the discomfort that she's having right now with her medication. But she's working through that, and let's just keep in our prayers that those rough times settle down, because I'm sure that's going to go on for a little while, and she'll need it to be helpful and not be causing her problems. Of course, being the week of the holiday, we don't have any gospel meetings going on in the area, and I don't know of other announcements that need to be made. But if you'll let me know of something that needs to be announced, I'll make sure that gets shared as we go. To begin our service in just a moment, we will have our moment of silence to prepare our minds and focus on our spiritual worship this morning. And then Brother Jordan will lead us in our scripture reading for the morning from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Luke 17. Michael will lead us in our opening prayer following that. I have the song service today, and unfortunately with my other duties, I just could not get my songs up on the board this morning. Most of them are from the supplemental book, and number 57 in the supplemental book will be the first song after the prayer. Elijah will lead us in the Lord's Supper this morning before Randy brings us the lesson, and then Noah will lead us in our closing prayer this morning. That's all the announcements that I have, so let's now enter into a moment of silence to prepare our minds and begin our worship.
As announced, I'll be reading from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except the foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well."
Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come before you, Father, thankful for this another day of life that you've given us. And for this time, Father, that we can gather together to worship you, to sing songs of praise to your name, to hear another message brought from your word, but above all, Father, to remember your Son, remember his sacrifice on that cross for our sins. Father, we're so very thankful for your love for us, that you would send your only Son to this world to become our sacrifice. Father, we pray that if we've fallen short of his example of the things that we're to do in this life, Father, we pray that you forgive us of those things, that you would help us to recognize that sin in our life, Father, to turn from it and to walk according to your word and according to your will. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for those that were mentioned as being ill this morning. We pray for those that continue to be on our mind, that you would, if it be your will, that you would return them to better portions of their health. Father, we pray for those that are traveling, especially during this holiday season. We pray that you would protect them in those travels, Father. Father, we're as well mindful of those that serve in our country's military and those that are overseas, away from their family. We pray, Father, for their safe return. We pray, Father, that they can return back, Father, if it all be in accordance with your will. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for our country and for those that represent us in our government. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give them godly wisdom to lead this nation in a way that is pleasing before you. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the congregation here, for the elders that labor here. We pray that you would give them wisdom in their leadership of your flock here. We're as well, Father, we're thankful for our brother Jamerson as he preaches and here in this area. We pray that you give him a ready remembrance of those things he's prepared this morning, and that we will take those things, Father, and apply them to our lives. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your word, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, keeping that word for us throughout all these centuries. We pray, Father, that we will not take it for granted, that we will study it, Father, and fashion our lives after the ways that you would have us to do as revealed through your word. Father, we pray that our worship this morning, that it is in truth and in spirit, that we lift up our voices in song to you, that we honor you with everything that we do. And we pray all these things, Father, through the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the supplemental book, number 57. All three verses.
Prepare mind for the Lord's Supper. I'd like to read Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. As sin entered the world, there became a separation from God and man. Throughout the Old Testament, we saw the use of animal sacrifices in order to mend the separation, but more is required than the blood of bulls and goats. A more perfect and more holy blood was and is needed to bridge the gap. Our Savior Jesus Christ willingly sacrificed himself and shed his blood in order for us to have an opportunity to more permanently mend the gap caused by sin. Jesus became our bridge, our mediator, in the path to salvation. Let us remember these things as we partake. You'll bow with me as we offer thanks. Dear Lord, we come before you at this time, mindful of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. for his body that was broken, for the life that he lived. Lord, we're thankful for the example that he gave and his willingness to sacrifice himself for us. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. If you'll bow with me again as we offer thanks. Dear Lord, we come before you again at this time, mindful of the blood that was shed, that perfect and holy blood that was part of the godliness of Jesus on this earth, and what was needed for the remission of our sins. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord's Supper is concluded.
In the supplemental book, please turn to number 29. Home yourself. We'll be taking up the collection after this. This is appropriate for some of us to consider our contribution back. Humble yourself inside the Lord.
You'll bow with me again. Our dear Heavenly Father, at this time we come before you, mindful of the blessings that you've given us, for the things on this earth that you provided for us that we might live comfortably. And Lord, we ask that you be with us as we give back to you a portion of that which we've received. Things that we have been freely given, we ask that you be with us to have the right heart and mind that we might freely give back. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the back of the supplemental book is the song, Listen to Our Hearts. Listen to Our Hearts. It probably has number 6. And it's actually 2 pages. Listen to Our Hearts.
Well, 414.